CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The White House says it will update the controversial Make America Healthy Again report from Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This follows a report by online news outlet Notice that it misinterpreted a number of studies and cited others that don't exist. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder, editor-at-large for KFF Health News, says this is dangerous.
This is a real breach of public trust, and coming from an administration that has said, look, we're going to be more transparent, we're going to follow the evidence, we're going to have gold standard science. And frankly, this is Orwellian doublespeak for sloppy pseudoscience.
Kennedy refuses to say who wrote the report. Correspondent Erica Brown tells us about President Trump's rally with steelworkers last night.
Today I have a major announcement, and are you ready to hear this?
Shortly after President Trump took the stage at a Pennsylvania steel plant Friday evening, he announced he's doubling his tariff on steel imports to the U.S.
We're going to bring it from 25% to 50%, the tariffs on steel into the United States of America, which will even further secure the steel industry in the United States.
The president delivered the news as he touted a deal between U.S. Steel and Japan's Nippon Steel.
Parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin have unhealthy air right now for people and animals sensitive to pollution. That's because of smoke drifting south from Canadian wildfires. Here's meteorologist David Parkinson.
The upper Midwest most impacted by these fires, but as they continue to burn, more and more of the U.S. will likely feel at least some impacts. And interestingly enough, this smoke likely to actually extend all the way to Europe by next week. That should give you an indication of just how much smoke is being put into the air by these record-breaking fires.
Hamas says it is reviewing a U.S. proposal for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza. More on that from CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb in Israel.
Crucially, this deal will not bring a complete end to Israel's war on Gaza or bring all the hostages, dead or alive, home. The deal would, however, see a massive surge of humanitarian aid into Gaza, where up until last week, Israel has blocked almost all food, water, and medicine from entering the devastated Palestinian territory.
Loretta Swit, who won two Emmy Awards playing Major Margaret Houlihan on the pioneering hit TV series MASH, has died. Along with Alan Alda, she was the show's longest-serving cast member.
From now on, I'm number one. Me, Margaret Houlihan.
She died yesterday at home in New York City. Swit was 87. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and...
It's your captain speaking. To the passenger with the Mirafast soft shoes, smart move.
No way am I letting travel constipation ruin this trip.
Can't blame you. Mirafast works fast, but without the harsh side effects.
Since I'm such a smart traveler, can I move to first class?
No. Close the curtain, girl.
From the makers of Miralax, new Mirafast soft shoes work naturally with your body in as little as 30 minutes to give you a comfortable go on the go. Find Mirafast today at your local retailer. Use as directed for occasional constipation. Contains magnesium hydroxide.
Today is World No Tobacco Day.
We've all seen the CDC's tips from former smokers.
I have had a serious life-changing laryngectomy.
I started smoking so early. And it could have all been prevented.
It's going to kill me. It's going to be cancer.
Dr. Rüdiger Kretsch at the World Health Organization says this much is clear.
These products are addictive, toxic, and harmful.
So on this World No Tobacco Day, Dr. Kretsch says the time to quit is now. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
A federal judge heard closing arguments yesterday from Justice Department lawyers who want a radical shakeup at Google. This follows Google's dominant search engine being declared an illegal monopoly. DOJ proposes a ban on Google paying to lock its search engine in as the default on smart devices, and they want Google to sell its Chrome browser. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather,
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and hazy tonight with isolated showers and lows close to 50. For tomorrow, filtered sunshine, highs around 60. And mostly sunny Sunday, highs in the mid-60s. Well into the 70s on Monday, currently 51 degrees.
You make me. Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone.
There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. Though you're starting to criticize little things I do, it makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something I'd get down on my knees for you.
C'est bon, 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 bon,
Local news and timeless.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Howell with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Sunday. he who could take me away from my God. Tell me more. There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
always does to me. Maybe it's the clothes she wears, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me wanna tell her that I care.
Don't you know that she's
just my
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump says he's doubling tariffs on imported steel to 50%. He visited a Pittsburgh-area steel mill to announce Japan's Nippon Steel will invest in Pennsylvania-based U.S. steel. More from CBS News Pittsburgh's Jessica Guay.
Some are looking for clarity about what this partnership is.
Right now, there's a lot of questions because we don't have the details. We do not know how this is negotiated and what the details are on it.
Many thank the president for making sure U.S. steel stays made in America.
Thank you for securing the future of steel jobs, for securing the future of manufacturing,